Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
It feels very hopeful, just that theme kind of runs through the album.
Thank you. At least
that's how I'd
perceive
it.
And it's very ironic because it was written in a, well, I already said, from a place of terror, like white hot terror, just like not knowing if the songs are going to show up or not. But also in the middle of not just the mud season in Nashville. Nashville is a wonderful place to live, but the winter, the end of winter especially, is just, it's mud. It's rain and gray skies and mud. There's no snow.
Yeah.
It's just this long, dreary season.
Yeah.
And so I was in that, literally speaking, but then figuratively, I was in a season that felt like the mud season in my personal life, where I couldn't figure out what God was doing with me. I didn't understand why things felt so turned upside down. And so I was writing in that place. So it very well could have been a very depressing album. Mm. And then when it was done, I was like, this sounds like joy. It sounds like hope.
It really does.
It sounds like not the deep part of winter. It sounds like that turn right at the end of spring when you start to see the daffodils come up out of the ground.
Well, I think that in the world that we're living in right now, it's nice to hear messages of hope. And like you said, it does seem very timely. And I wonder if you're getting feedback from people about the timeliness of some of the songs on there, especially the first song on there. Just so hopeful.
And that first song was written in response to the news. I remember something terrible had happened in the Middle East. And I was just, that in conjunction with the way my heart felt about my own situation, it was just like, Lord, what are you doing? Like, hurry back. And you know, the older I get, the more my prayers tend to, that's the theme of the prayer, is come back soon. Just a little bit of befuddlement about what he's waiting on exactly.
Yeah.
And but the nice thing about it is that feeds a longing, and I think that longing is really hope. It's longing and yearning, that kind of, it's painful, but it's also, that's what hope is about, that thing. So I have gotten a lot of people, but interestingly, like, I think there are just a lot of people who are hurting out there. And this is not anything new, but this album confirmed to me something that I learned years ago, which is that sometimes as a writer you can feel like, oh, well, this is, the thing I'm going through is my thing, and I don't really know. If I want to reach a broad audience, then I should probably not talk about specifics. I should probably speak broadly about things.
Right.
And the opposite is true, that that the more specific you can be about your own story, your own sin or your own hope, whatever, the broader the reach.
Right.
The more common the ground is, I think.
Right. It gives people something to kind of grab hold of,
I think,
when you get into those very detailed pieces of
your life. Yeah, and I think, not to nerd out about songwriting, but Rich Mullins taught me this, not personally, but his songwriting taught me this, that I was so drawn into his songwriting because he would mention cities or people's names, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it didn't feel like this kind of a homogenous, it wasn't just an idea that he was singing about, it was about a street that he was on,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it grounded it and helped me to see, like, no, this is like flesh and blood. It's kind of like the difference between talking about the blood and body of Christ and taking communion. You know what I mean? It's like when you actually hold the bread in your hand and you actually drink whatever it is that you drink in your church, it's a different story.
Right.
You know? And so I think with songwriting, like, the more you can incarnate the idea, the more you can put flesh and bone on the idea, I think the more chance people, when they're listening to these songs, they're not going, oh, well, here's just some idea floating around when I say I was in North Carolina when this happened.
Right.
Suddenly there's a story.
Right.
And it's like, it's the incarnation. It's like God going, I used to be this distant, an idea, a theological concept, and suddenly he puts on flesh and bone and he dwells among us.
Right.
And I say, so that's something I aspire to with my songs.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.